So Rusty Hills in the Detroit Free Press wrote a piece, Republicans are blowing their best chance to win Michigan. And the main contention here is that they are currying more favor towards the White House and the President of the United States than what is best for the state of Michigan. It's an interesting perspective from a Republican in Rusty Hills, who's now teaching professor in public policy at the University of Michigan, also past chair of the Michigan Republican Party, and joins us this morning. Rusty, it's great to have you back.
Great to be on with your show, you and Lloyd, this morning. Thank you.
What are you seeing out of these candidates that make you believe that they're pandering more to the president than to the voters here?
I mean, it's everybody wants to be, you know, I use the same deodorant he does. I use the same, you know, mouthwash he does. I mean, it's just like, you know, and here's the thing. Look, we've got a lot of issues. You guys talk about this stuff all the time. You were just talking about artificial intelligence. You're talking about all these things. How do we make Michigan better? And look, you guys know it probably better than I do, because you talk to so many interesting people every morning. But, you know, I see it firsthand at U of M. We've got great students and just the best and the brightest. But so many of them get that graduate degree or undergrad degree from U of M, and then they leave. And they go to all these other places like Boston and Chicago and even Midwestern spots like Columbus and Indianapolis. I mean, they take all that brightness with them. And then, you know, they start families and pay taxes elsewhere. We have got to do a better job of keeping kids here, keeping our best and brightest here. And not just the kids. I mean, everybody needs better jobs, better opportunities, more housing. Look, Gretchen Whitmer has left us a target-rich environment. There's so many issues that need to be tended to. And I think that the governorship is there for the taking. If a Republican candidate can kind of articulate, look, I've got a plan that's going to make this state better for you, for your friends, for your neighbors, for your community. That's what I'm trying to convey.
And Rusty, you mentioned education and affordable housing and better paying jobs. Which of those issues do you think, you know, voters are more likely to decide this election on?
You know, great question, Lloyd. Look, I've been around a long time. For my money, Michigan is always about jobs, right? It is always about, can I get a good job with a decent pay that'll, you know, put a roof over my head, you know, take care of my spouse, take care of my kids. The job market is just a mess right now. I mean, you know, if you're trying to get a job, it is so difficult to break through these algorithms and even get a callback or an interview anymore. It's so different, you know, than when all of us grew. I mean, I'm probably older than all you guys, but, you know, just so much different. And so we've got to get more vibrant, more hiring going. I think if you had a plan that would put people to work, that would be a powerful, powerful message for somebody to be the next governor of Michigan, in my opinion.
I mean, I'm with you. I think I would, you know, I've been contending really ever since those back-to-back debates that we need more steak, less sizzle. Like, I understand they're trying to paint the contrast, but isn't that kind of the nature of this point on the calendar in the primaries when you're just trying to court voters in your own party to identify what kind of separation there are from other primary candidates?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, you know, you got to grant you that. I mean, Trump has a very powerful track record of getting his endorsees winners in the primary. So there's no question about that. Although that's already happened now. We're past that stage, right? He's weighed in. We know he's supporting John James. Given that, let's move past that now. Let's tell me what your plan is. Don't, you know, what are you going to do to bring jobs? What are we going to do to fix third grade reading? That's a huge issue. We've got to do a better job of education. I mean, my gosh, we're below Mississippi when it comes to third grade reading. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Right?
Right.
And the governor said, now we're going to focus on that now in her eighth year. I mean, come on. So there's a lot of things we need to do. Look, here's one of my pet peeves. I'll pass this along. I know we're under time constraint morning, but you know, you over on I-95 years ago, I don't know if you remember this, there was a huge accident. And it was so powerful, the explosion and the fire, that it literally burned through I-95. And so the whole interstate on the East Coast got shut down. And they had to run traffic through some poor neighborhood in Philadelphia. Well, you know, the governor, Josh Shapiro, to his credit, sat down with the Department of Transportation, Buttigieg, and said, look, we got to get this thing fixed. So they basically, you know, put on hold all these regulations that they had, all this crazy stuff, and said, look, we're going to work three shifts a day around the clock to rebuild I-95. And by gosh, within about 6 weeks, they got that thing back up and running. Why don't we do that with all the construction we've got in Michigan? I mean, you guys drive like I do. Well, like, you're on I-94, I'm in construction. You're on I-75, I'm in construction. I go to Lansing, I'm in construction. How much money would we save? How much productivity would our state save if we were able to say to these crews, look, you guys work round the clock, and we'll give you a bonus if you get done sooner.
Right.
We'll give you and your team bonuses. But get this stuff done. Oh, my God. You'd get reelected. You know, they would carry you on your shoulder right. to Lansing if you did that.
You know, Rusty, you've watched Michigan politics evolve over many years. What kind of leadership do you think Michigan needs now to compete economically over the next generation rather than just, you know, trying to recreate the wheel in the past?
Yeah, you know what? We don't need a showboat. We need a workhorse, somebody that's going to just put their, you know, shoulder to the grind and just get stuff done. I'm lucky enough to be friends with Mike DeWine, the governor down in Ohio. And I think he and Ohio are eating our lunch when it comes to jobs. We really need to retool our whole approach. Michigan's got so much to offer. We've got such a great state with two peninsulas and four great lakes. And we've got hardworking people from one end of the state to the other. There's no reason why we shouldn't be outcompeting Indianapolis and Ohio and Wisconsin for jobs. And I think if we get the right person in there, we can fix our education system. If we can bring jobs back to the state, boy, everybody here, all the folks I know are hardworking. You bring a company here, you're going to have people to put in a great day's work for you. We've got to do a better job of, you know, offering Michigan and bringing jobs here. I think the opportunity is there. Republicans, the office of governor is there for the taking if we can offer up some sort of a policy that appeals to people for what they want.
Do you think there is that workhorse candidate there?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think the opportunity is there. You know, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
We need it.
Really interesting stuff. Interesting take. Rusty Hills, we appreciate you as always. Thanks for popping on with us this morning.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Yeah, hang in there. Us. Take care of that smoke, okay?
Oh, I know. Man, we're trying.
I know. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy right. out there this morning. Thanks, Rusty. You know, and I think it was in the Detroit news this morning, Nolan Finley had a take, a 1 6-year term for governor.
Oh, instead of the 2-4.
1 6-year term, and you're out. What do you make of that?
Oh, I mean, you know. I'm okay with that. I think I'd be okay with that.
You know, one of the interesting things that popped up in my mind when I read this piece was, okay, that's fine. I understand the rationale for it. But one of the things, like, even on the geopolitical stage, they know that there's only a 4-year time frame for president. So if things don't go well, you'll get the next 4 years maybe with somebody else.
Yeah.
Right. And so there is that constant turnover that nothing is really going to be permanent. Things can change down the road. It almost feels like if you're not giving somebody enough time to do the job, what kind of job are they going to do?
Yeah, but if they weren't doing a job in 6, they're not going to do it in 8.
Fair enough. Absolutely. And that's certainly the counter to that argument. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, 8 o'clock hour, get you caught up on the headlines. Also talking more AI. And Jamie joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. All that and more coming up on JR Morning.